Welcome back to Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutin. Astro Tutor TV's SMK Study Squad is currently the most watched academic show in the country. Aris Academy, which is an education-focused social enterprise, helped write the themes and lesson objectives for SMK Study Squad's episodes. So Alina Amir, who's the co-founder and director of Aris Academy, she joins us on the line now to share a little bit more about developing educational content for TV. Alina, good evening. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Maybe you can begin by telling us a little bit more about Aris Academy's work with SMK Study Squad, specifically the considerations that have to be taken into account when designing educational content that will be delivered via TV.
Okay, so I'd say we were the content or education expert for all 5 episodes of the show. So what we had to do was we had to look at 6 different subjects, its learning objectives, and then group them together in a way that could create a great storyline or learning adventures for the characters on the show. So we weren't looking at subjects in silo, but we were looking at something that could be integrated together. So we came up with the learning themes, we reviewed the script that was written, we reviewed the animation that was made and made sure that the factual and educational content were accurate based on the national syllabus and aligned to our textbooks as well. So there were a few things that we took into consideration when planning for this. So number one was what would be meaningful and relevant to the students tuning in, and at the same time, create an engaging storyline. So when we reviewed the script even, we wanted to ensure that there is a balance of entertainment, of jokes, with the actual teaching content that we were trying to deliver. So very important that we were thinking about themes that could tie different subjects together, but is also engaging enough for students to tune into the show.
Alina, and I mentioned this earlier as well, you know, I'm covering that generation which television is very important. I'm a product of Sesame Street, let me put it that way. And I love educational television. I think it made a real difference to my life. But I also grew up in a generation that wasn't as distracted, and maybe the production values that kids are now exposed to make it much more difficult, I think. But, you know, to help me understand this, I mean, is it difficult to capture the attention of young people using television, which is quite a passive format, at least a medium rather, for the observer, for the viewer?
Definitely, with all of the options that are available, it's very important that the delivery is engaging and interactive enough for anybody to tune in. So I think it's really important that we do not replicate strategies that we use for face-to-face in-class teaching behind-the-screen teaching. And that is why we see a lot of the lecture-style one-way communication where the teachers are explaining concepts to you. So that should not be replicated on TV. I don't think it would work.
So, Alina, based on what you just said, what then has been your reaction or your initial thoughts watching the content that has come out on DDate TV in the past couple of days?
My immediate thoughts were, I feel like the teachers were not able to be themselves. That is not how a teacher interact or communicate with their students in the classroom. And so that should not have been the setting for that teacher. What we also need to remember is that an education channel cannot replace learning entirely, but it has a lot of potential to spark the love of learning when done right. So make it short and sweet rather than a really long lecture for students to sit in through. So we should not make completing the syllabus or translating the textbook into TV delivery, but make the objective of an education channel to be of sparking enough interest and curiosity for students to find out more after the show is over, rather than learning everything during the time of the show.
Okay, that's quite interesting.
Don't we have a...
sorry, I just want to have a quick follow-up with Alina. Just based on what you said about not replicating face-to-face teaching, I'm wondering, based on your experience and your opinion, who'd be best to deliver educational TV lessons? I mean, there are those who argue that lessons should be delivered by TV presenters or actors who are familiar, presenting on TV. But there is another side of the argument that says, listen, those people might not understand the nuances of teaching. That's something that teachers get through years of experience. What are your thoughts on this?
Firstly, I think edutainers should be delivering the lessons. And edutaining is a very specific skill set that does not necessarily come naturally to educators or entertainers. So this is where I think it's a brand new job, I guess, edutainers, where teachers should be consulted as the experts of the education content. They know the syllabus, they understand the learning objectives. The people in TV then should be the entertainment experts to ensure it fits for TV, where viewers are mostly watching passively and has many other options to watch. So just looking at our experience, Aris has done so many educational shows, from financial literacy to coding and programming to SMK Study Squad. My team is great at coming up with themes for learning because they're trained teachers. But the production team, from the scriptwriter to the producer to the young talents, they were amazing at turning them into something that is entertaining. However, this could not have been done without one or the other. More of this collaboration needs to happen to make learning from TV much more effective.
So, Alina, one of the, the challenges for television is that it's, you can't search it as you were Google or YouTube and find things that you want at the time that most suits you. You kind of are captive of the schedule that's put out. And so it takes us back to the 1970s almost with television of those days. How does that impact the way kids in real life might take up debate TV as a real way of getting through the school curriculum?
If the delivery is going to be a lecture-based show, I don't think it's going to be very effective for most kids to tune in. My thoughts are if we could make it more entertaining by just starting with, rather than calling each of the shows the subject as well as the year science down duo, for example, we could always repurpose the show to even call it as a problem statement of the day. So for example, instead of calling it science, we call this show, Why is the Sky Blue? Immediately, regardless of your year, your age, what you're doing, you'll be immediately curious to want to know, like, why is the sky blue? You want to tune in, and when you tune in, you have a presenter that is unpacking the problem together with the viewer rather than me just listening in an explanation that I could have read myself right on the textbook.
Alina, can I ask you, that sounds great, to make it, educational and entertaining, but many teachers, many parents even, and many, government officials have a checklist that they need to get through, have a curriculum that they need to get through, and the year has already been challenging as such through online teaching. What do you think, that we're having we've got the right mindset, we've got the right approach through DDATE TV to make it fun and to use humour and to capture, to make it engaging? Or are we, still kind of focused on getting through that curriculum, getting through a checklist of things that we need to teach our children?
Given that DDATE TV is still pretty new, I'm still very excited to see what else is in store. I would give credit to DDATE TV's Road to Success SBM, that show. So despite it being very exam-centric, discussing mostly on formats and exam strategies, it does have the interaction element with students who calls in and also the interaction with the host itself. So involving the children in the teaching process immediately makes the show more engaging. So everything becomes more interesting when you can see yourself, relate things to yourself. So in terms of mindset, I think we need to sort of relax a little bit with the way we deliver. It needs to be a little bit in a more comfortable manner, call in students to discuss, to answer questions. So putting the students back at the center of learning rather than a one-way communication with a teacher.
Mm. Alina, you know, one of the mantras of the last year has been build back better. And, you know, even a year ago, there was suggestions that this is a time to junk the dead wood of our education system, including the question of, you know, curriculum that doesn't speak to contemporary issues and so on and so forth. I mean, what would you like to see? I mean, if you agree with that, I mean, how do you think we can build back the education system better and include all these platforms, including Didate TV or television, not necessarily Didate TV specifically, but television, radio, online, YouTube, whatever it is, how can we build back better?
I feel like we're living in a learning opportunity with the pandemic, with whatever that is happening right now. This is an integration of multiple different fields and topics that we could have took an opportunity to teach our students on, from empathy to the science to the math to the history to the geography. We don't necessarily still have to drill a student to say you need to master a very specific subject. You don't. Look at what we're going through now and what can we learn now. So I feel like even with the way education is being delivered on TV or on radio or wherever it is, it's still very much focused on a very specific subject rather than a very meaningful or relevant way of making sense of what life is and what we're going through. And I think if we miss this, it's going to be, it's a missed opportunity, I guess.
Alina, thank you so much for sharing those great insights with us. You've given us a lot of things to think about. Thank you for your time joining us on the
You're
show
welcome.
Tonight. That's all we have for you on this episode of Consider This. But before we leave you tonight, just a quick reminder that that you can get the latest news and COVID-19 vaccination info on astroawani.com and the Astro Awani app. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan, signing off for the evening.
Thank you so much for watching and good night.